This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're going to make you admit something you don't want to admit.
Mm-hmm.
Does everybody in, before I say the title to the masses, does everybody in here have a story that relates to this?
Not really.
Are you kidding? You're the only one who should have one. I have more than one story about
because
this.
Because I'm so, not protective, but like paranoid about it.
We're doing, oops, someone found my Bob.
Yep.
Oops, someone found my Bob.
Did you see what he did there?
I know. I wasn't going to point it out because I didn't want to be the idiot a second time. Trying to think of which story I want to tell.
Oh, gosh.
Which?
A good chunk of my Bob finding stories involve my mother.
Oh, no.
Okay. It's imperative to make a distinction here. It's not her Bob.
Okay.
My Bob. Not my Bob, but like my Sigothers.
Yeah.
Bob. Both times happened during moves. We were moving stuff, and my mom was like, the one time it was innocent enough. There was a Bob like in the, like sometimes like Romantics or one of the companies here in town. It sounds crazy, but they drop off a box of Bobs for the disc jockeys on the radio station.
That's never happened here.
No,
it's really
we're
never
missing
happened.
Out,
bro. I got a bag of Bobs.
Used ones.
They're not used. It's a bag of Bobs. They're just like they're in boxes, boxed Bobs. I'll bring them in. But like, you get a box of Bobs or whatever, and then you're like, company's coming over, and you're like, oh crap, put that in the cabinet, and then you're like, then you live in that house for like months and months, years and years, and then it's like now you're moving. And your mom comes over and's helping you dismantle the spice cabinet. And she's like, what's this contraption?
Oh my God. In the spice cabinet?
Because it was just shoved in the back.
It's a pepper grinder. Yeah. It's a pepper grinder.
The problem with that particular one is it was
neon pink
and anatomical.
Oh.
You know what I mean? It wasn't the one that you can go like, it's a back massager.
Mm.
Right.
It's like, it doesn't look like a firearm implement. It was like...
Anatomical. Okay. All right.
The other one, my mom was involved, but so was family members and friends. Another move. It was time to move the bed and picked up the top mattress. And I had forgotten. It was a previous wife. That thing had been on there forever.
Oh, wow.
And it was like, I don't want to do this the wrong amount of justice. So I have to like move my mic away.
Okay.
It was like, we're picking up the mic or the mattress, and all of a sudden you hear like a noticeable thud, like a cinder block had fallen. Because this was one, I don't know what it was. I don't know if it was made out of kryptonite. It was a significant.
Okay. Wow. Heft. Do it.
Girthy.
It is a bad idea. Maybe we should. Let's just do
you're like
feel good stories of hope and triumph and not do now that I've admitted two things. The other thing is I don't want people to think that like that was just another another freebie. We didn't go buy that thing.
The it whole was time like, you thought it was just a massaging bed. Adjust the sleep number, honey.
It was under my side. And like I am no princess in the pee. I can tell you right now, I slept like a baby. Why did I should start, like I just admitted to Aaron, you gotta have
if someone,
a lot of times when we do this, it's what happens. I'll just give you one example that I know we're gonna get a call from. It happens during a blackout. Like the lights go out and everybody scrambles for a flashlight, and then your kid is standing there with like
a flashlight.
Yes, a flashlight. If someone found your bop, we can VD the crap out of you.
Mm-hmm. Keep them in separate drawers.
Yes. We want to hear, oops, someone found my bop stories. 303-222-5423 or text in. If you'd
and
like.
We have VD. We'll voice disguise
yes,
you.
Yes, we have every VD is important on this topic.
There was one person.
Oh, look at you reading stories. Oh, so it's not a personal one? No. I have bared my soul.
Oh, we just said we don't get free ones. No one yeah. gives us anything.
And like, don't get me wrong. I have one, but like I make sure that it's in an area that no one's going to go to.
Mm, even the dogs?
Even the dogs.
Because that's what happened.
Because that is another thing yeah. that happened.
That's what happened to this person. They came out and the dogs were fighting over it.
As long as it's just you walking out and you're like, your dogs are getting after it, that's bad. But that's not as bad as like...
It being at a holiday party yes. in front of everyone. Mm.
I remember one time when we did this, it was like, you know, I remember somebody calling and it's like, it was when Sonic Airs had first come out and you know, the toothbrush like...
Oh, yeah, yeah,
yeah.
And your kids are too little for a Sonic Air. Because
mm-hmm.
they aggressive. Just need to be going...
yeah.
And it's like... Yeah. So at a certain point, it was like... Grandma and grandpa, everybody's over at the house and they've wrapped up dinner and it's like 7:30 bedtime for the kids. It's like, mm-hmm. go brush your teeth. And then the kid comes out going, Grr. He's like, Mommy, I got a toothbrush just like you. And they had they had the buzzing.
No bristles.
No bristles.
Okay. Have you seen the videos of people pranking each other at the airport though? Putting bobs in their suitcases.
And having them go off.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah
or like TSA always, yeah. has to search because they like put something
it's like,
sus in there and they yep. have, yeah, hilarious.
Wasting a lot of government funds with that.
The other time, and I know people who've listened to the show long enough have heard this story, but a former partner 7 partners ago had a thing that was more significant of a thud.
Oh.
And we had mm-hmm. done like a costume event and he had used that and then he, like it was hanging out of his pants mm-hmm. and then he left it there. And this was like $100 device. It was massive, like 4 feet. It was huge.
Okay.
With a suction cup on the back.
Okay. All right.
So I was
unrealistic.
Like, but I was like, he's going to be mad that he lost this $100 thing. So I grabbed it and took it home and bleary eyed in the middle of the night, just dropped it on the coffee table, went to bed. Next morning, doorbell rings. I open the door. It's the Xcel Energy guy or whatever that I had asked to come over to check our gas lines or whatever. And I didn't realize when I dropped it on the coffee table, it went and like stuck on there. So it was like,
oh, it suctioned.
Yeah. So he comes walking and there's no avoiding eye contact with that and then eye contact with me. And I'm like, to try to say that's not mine, that's my friend's, sounds like exactly what one would say when discovered with a giant.
Yeah.
I don't know what you thought was going to happen here today, but.
My gas lines are fine. Okay. If you, we want to hear your stories of, oops, someone found my bob. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Thank God the people who listen to the show are as depraved as I am. Neither T-Hack nor Aaron has had anybody find their bobs.
It doesn't mean depraved.
Well, I just want to make one more note. They weren't my bobs though, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's what they always say.
T-Hack is so supportive. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sarah?
Yay.
Yay. Somebody found your bob. What happened?
So we were cleaning out my mom's bedroom.
No.
And we were like, why does mom have a slit in her on the side of her mattress?
And no!
My brother was like, let's see. And he put his hands in there. And
don't ever put your hand in there. I guess it could be money. It could be money.
It's like a haunted house.
Right? That's no, but it could. Like that generation might have stuffed... silver certificates or jewelry.
Right. Yeah,
you're
no,
taking a risk.
No, no. We dropped it and we were like, oh my God.
Was it impressive?
Stop that.
No, we had it.
I'd much rather feel the spaghetti brains.
Not impressive, just shocking.
Okay. All right.
I heard that.
All right. Thank
you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Sarah.
Oh, buddy, yeah.
Candace?
Yay.
Yay.
Oops, somebody found my Bob. What happened?
So apparently I was told this. I was like 5 years old, and I got into my parents' nightstand and got some toy that was very phallic-shaped and stuck it in my pocket. And later that afternoon, my parents took me to the store and let me wander through the toy aisle. And I was showing it to a little boy when my parents came across me, and they were mortified.
You were show and telling it. It's better that you did it at the store and not actual show and
at
tell.
At school, yeah.
And that young boy was slacker.
I'll never forget that day. Yeah, so they tackled you and just flung the Bob across the aisle?
I don't know, maybe.
Yeah, you were five.
Yeah.
It's just traumatic enough.
I don't remember it. I think I might have.
Oh, your parents do. Oh, they do.
Yeah, that little boy does.
Yeah, he does.
I would.
Guard for life. Thank you, Candace. I got to do this thing. We need a little VD. Mike?
Yay.
You are disguised. Oops, somebody found your Bob.
It was me, thankfully, but it's probably worse, honestly. Me and my brother were kids. My dad had this like trunk in his closet. We always wondered what was in there. And one day he was at work, and we figured out how to get into it. No. And it was a bunch of different stuff, including Polaroids of women from his past, including my friend's mom and my mom.
Your friend's mom.
So you found his whole like Christian Grey trunk. And just...
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's
Those are accounted for.
Did you ever make eye contact with your father again or no? Because I don't know that I would. If you find out your dad's kind of got a dark side, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that wasn't the worst naked Polaroids of my mother. That was the one that got me.
Yeah, I know. Seeing your own mom. Yeah.
All right. I had a harder time looking at my mom after that than my dad.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Okay. thanks, man.
Family dinner.
You want me to keep going or do we? Okay. Elizabeth.
Yay.
Oops, somebody found your Bob. What happened?
Double yay.
Double yay. Triple yay. What happened?
Yeah, right? So I was having a small dinner party. Everybody's kind of gathered around, of course, the kitchen island. We're watching old videos and just laughing. My son is about 6 years old, and I hear him come down the stairs, of course, with this buzzing noise.
Oh, boy.
Like, what is that? Like, what is going on? And I turn and look, and here's my son with Bob, just kind of rubbing it against his cheek, down his neck.
Why do they always put it in their mouth?
I know. Or just, like, on the face. Just kind of.
Oh, God, just whoops. And everybody looked at the same time, right? He's got the attention of everybody.
There was no chance for me to just try to, no.
Dinner and a show. You've outdone yourself, Elizabeth.
Thank you. Meg?
Yes.
Oops, somebody found my Bob. What happened?
So I was staying at an Airbnb. I was renting a room as I was working on this professional certification, so I was out of state. And the owner had this amazing dog. I loved it. I don't get to have a dog because I travel for work. But I left my door cracked open while during the middle of the day I'm like doing this online certification. And eventually I come back to my room and I see the garbage is on the floor. There's garbage on the floor in the bathroom. And the dog apparently loved the scent that I was bringing to the table. And he found said Bob, and I could not find it. So I searched the house high and low and could not find it. And it wasn't until the owner got home. He was, to add to the story just for a little bit of extra flavor, he was like a homosexual male and not accustomed to having women in his house. Those scents were not familiar to the dog. And he eventually found it, and it had become an incredible chew toy. I was mortified, and so was the owner of the home.
Oh, yeah,
so,
I imagine. It was your last house-sitting gig there. The dog loves you, though.
Fetch.
Thank you. Parker?
Yes, sir.
Oops, somebody found your Bob. What happened?
What happened is they decided to prank me in my office, and they stuck it on the office chair when our vice president of operations was coming in that day. So he walks in the office, calls me in there, and wants to know what I do in the office in my spare time.
What don't I do?
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.